Blog Talk Radio.
Casey, you are Greg Dye.
I am Greg Dye.
Welcome, Greg Dye.
Thank you.
And for our Facebook audience, Facebook Live audience, we're glad. You know, it's funny about our Facebook Live audience. The first one that me and Casey did, he said, you know, it was just me and him. We didn't have a guest or anything like that. And he said, this might have been the most boring episode we've ever done. But it was like the most popular episode we've ever done because it was the first one we did Facebook Live. And so, like, he said, I knew it was good. He said, I knew more people listened to it. When I walked in and I saw that my dad was watching it on Facebook Live.
You'd be amazed at how many people I heard say that.
Yeah. I think our first one had like over 200 views, so which is pretty good for us considering we were way under that for just the audio portion.
Yeah.
So you got to appreciate
that. Countries? Have we spread to other countries now?
The last time I looked, we're still trending in the same place. You know, of course, the last
Brazil. Time. We're waiting on you.
No, yeah, we are waiting on you, Brazil. We are not there yet. But yeah, so it's we're still sweeping the globe on iTunes and on the Stitcher app, of course, Blog Talk Radio Live, but Facebook Live. Normally we do Periscope, but today is just Facebook Live. But as the people can see and the people can hear, you are not Casey, you are Greg Dyer.
I'm not Casey.
Welcome, Greg.
Clearly not Casey.
And Greg, you are the official sound engineer of Conclave Radio. Very excited.
Pretty awesome. Yay.
Very excited. Very excited. So Casey had a little work obligation last minute.
Work.
I know. It's like you have to have to pay the bills or something.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's very underrated. And we even actually have a little person get in the studio audience is our one of the friends of the show, Hunter Champion. Hello, Hunter.
Hey, over there.
That's right. So yeah, the last time the three of us were together, we did a show together.
We did.
Now, that was just the audio, though. And that's when we first did some microphones. We were like, wow, the sound sounds really good. You remember that?
And now they're actually working again.
Yeah. So, and Hunter, when you come out.
We actually have a microphone specifically for Hunter. Maybe he'll actually, you know, come out of his reclusiveness and he'll join us.
And you'll see you'll just see the back of his head.
Which is the best part of him, for real.
Surely, truly, that's very. And, of course, our show is brought to you by Conquer Apparel. Speaking of Hunter. And so we always appreciate Conquer Apparel, and they're providing our wardrobe here on Conclave Radio.
And our salaries.
You're getting a salary?
Well, no, I just figured I'd throw that in. Maybe he might.
Oh, that's right. Our salaries. Yeah. You wouldn't think $200 a week means anything, but it's amazing.
It helps me out.
And so I really appreciate it. I really appreciate that. I mean, that's just $600 between the three of us. I mean, Conquer's got that easy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He makes that on one Wednesday of selling T-shirts and sweatshirts.
I mean, just don't quit paying those models that you got on your Instagram page and hook us up with it, right? And he's still asking. He gave me a T-shirt, right? And he hasn't asked me to be a model yet on his Instagram page.
I've had a hat for the longest time, and he never asked me to show off the hat. And I've even got some good, you know, beard action to go with the hat, but no.
I've never noticed, really.
Yeah.
All that. But, yeah, so this is episode 21. And
21?
And I'll tell you something very interesting about today's show. And I'm going to tell our Conclave U class here in not too long, about 30 minutes. Today actually is March the 14th.
Oh, which is a perfect day for the sound engineer to have his first, like, real...
Oh, because it's
Pi
Day.
Yeah, because it's Pi Day, which is awesome.
Happy Pi Day.
Happy Pi Day, everybody.
Yes, happy Pi Day. But for those in Conclave, especially the original Conclavers, Conclavians, today marks the one-year anniversary of Conclave. One-year anniversary. So today's a big day. And we're going to talk more about that at the end of the show.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty excited about it. It kind of gives me a little chills to know that's already
been a
year.
It's a big hurdle to reach.
No doubt. We're still going strong. Yeah. All right. So we have some recapping to do there, Greg. And maybe Hunter will join us.
Hit me up with the recapping.
All right. So this past Sunday, of course, if you can tell there's a little something in these golden vocals that I have. There's a little twinge. And the reason why that is because we just got back from Winterfest with the youth, with A.A. Ron, Pastor A.A. Ron. And we had an amazing time. And I drove a van, and it was duly called. And they will tell you, the cool van. It was mightily the cool
van. I expect no less.
Yeah, it was amazing. But when you're on a van in a 15-passenger van, and you're in a house with 43 people, there's a good bit of yelling going on.
Teenagers.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people.
There's a lot of turn off the lights, and there's a lot of go to bed. It's 3 a.m. or y'all got to take showers.
You're smelling at this point.
Yes. Like it is not. You have to take a shower. You have to take a shower. You're not. Here's another one that I had to say a lot, because I would try to be like the bad cop for Pastor Aaron.
Right.
So I would say, and he had a real bad cold, so he couldn't yell much. So I decided to take that upon myself. And I would say,
being the giving person that you are.
Right. And I would say, all right, we're leaving at 10 a.m. That's not 10:01. That's not 10:02. You're not special. We're leaving at 10. So I was really coming out hard, right? So we would say those kind of things. So because of that, then I got a little cold up in the northern area.
Yeah.
And I think my voice still hasn't recovered from yelling at all those hooligans
right.
that we took to Winterfest. Except they weren't hooligans. They were really good. So moms and dads, if you're watching, they were really good.
You only need to beat them 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we only had to bail out like 3 out of jail.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, normally it's like 7 or 8. So, yeah. I mean, we were real below our average.
You're totally kidding. Mostly.
Yeah. Yeah. We were kidding. We're kidding. Totally. Wink, wink. So we had a great time. People just, the services were really good. We had elevation worship on Friday night. Planet Shakers on Saturday night. Me and Lisa got to meet some of the people affiliated with the Planet Shakers on Saturday. They've planted a church in Atlanta, and they're going to come and do a service with us for Conclave in the coming months.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
How awesome is that? First time that's announced. First time that's announced. Yeah. Planet Shakers, they're the real deal.
Yeah, they are.
Now, I was.
They
would
bring the Holy Spirit down.
Oh, yeah. I wish I knew the names, but the lady, the main lady.
Sarah Evans.
Is that Sarah Evans?
No,
that's Jay Barker's wife. But whatever her name was, I'm telling you, they should have just let her preach, because that woman went all. I mean, it was like the fire. Praise them, raise them. I mean, it was good. It was good. So Winterfest was great, and then of course it was daylight savings time change. Mm-hmm. Over Eastern time, Winterfest weekend, perfect storm, which meant like 3 hours of sleep, and then I had to drive all the way home. So I was like, yeah.
And then do Conclave Sunday night.
Yeah, because we were going to do Conclave, rain or shine, right?
You got to.
Sam Evans.
Is her name. Okay, she was amazing. Thank you. Oh, Hunter. Hunter, welcome to the microphone.
Everybody.
Hey, there's Hunter. Hey. Hi, Hunter. So, we did Conclave, and
without the box room.
Yeah,
which is my fault.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for
answering
that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. So,
sound engineer, totally drop the ball.
You lost your crown.
So, yeah. So
you and your crown.
I lost crown in my jewel.
Yeah, so we're setting up for Conclave. And we're like, yes, yeah, so where's the box drum? And I'm like, well, you know, it's probably in this closet. Oh, okay. I know where it is. It's definitely in the hall. Maybe it's up on the step. Oh, well, I'll just text Greg. Okay, so here I am. I'm texting Greg, right? Texting Greg. Oh, well, he'll text me back. No, did he text you back, Hunter?
I actually called him.
Oh, he didn't answer your
call? He's on my favorites.
Really. Oh, well, he didn't answer your call?
Yeah, no.
You know, he didn't answer my text either.
I mean, I was looking in the bathroom.
Greg might have been asleep.
At
yeah.
7, that's 6 o'clock?
Yeah, 6 o'clock, really?
6:15?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite disappointing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And the thought crossed my mind, I wonder if it's over in the children's area. And
that's
then I thought, right, and I thought, nah, that's not where it could be.
Kelly wouldn't
Greg?
Do that to us.
Yeah, Greg, what really happened? Tell us the rest of the story.
See, here's what really happened.
Okay.
If y'all had actually gotten a hold of me, I would have said, hey, by the way, I think Kelly's got it because she's using it to take down Junior Talent because Junior Talent is what she needed to get everybody set up and talk
yeah.
their game. So she borrowed it,
so
which was totally on me.
All right, so
I totally should have sold it.
So Pastor Kelly had it.
Yeah.
But I really can't be mad at Pastor Kelly because she's like the fourth man in the Trinity.
Right.
So I'm going to still be mad at you about it.
Which is fine.
Okay, fair
I'll
enough.
Take the blame for that.
Because had you just answered Hunter's call.
Hunter's call
you
or your
said,
text.
Hey, it's over there in the children's ministry. Go get it.
Yeah.
Because then, see, Hunter couldn't have played for us Sunday night.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a really good thing. Like.
Yeah, because our special speaker that
like
night.
A1 singer.
Our worship was led by, of course, Chase. And then, of course, Hunter was going to play the box
drum. I was there
drum. In spirit. He was there. He was there. And you were there.
I was playing on the chair.
Yeah, yeah. And then Haley Houston was our special speaker.
Special singer.
And singer. Yeah. Hunter, I'm not overselling this. How good was her talk to us Sunday night?
It was amazing. I learned so much about her. I actually love when people give their testimony because you find out so much about just them from where they come from and
yep.
stuff instead of just, you know, what you see on Sunday or Wednesday.
Right.
But, man, it was out of the park. And I didn't know how much of – like what y'all were soaking up because I know y'all just got back from Winterfest.
Right.
So I was like, oh, are they really soaking this up as much as I am? Because this is really good.
Well, we were soaking it up. I'll be honest about this. Some confession I have about her. If you don't know her, like I feel like I've known her for these years because of her daughter's in the youth ministry, and so
right.
I see her. She's
yeah.
very intimidating to me.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, she's very intimidating. But then what? But
well,
everybody
she's
said
very talented.
She's uber talented, right?
Right?
And so you're like, ooh, she's kind of intimidating. But then when she came down and she talked and shared it, just
very
really
personable.
Very personable.
Yeah.
Very down to earth.
Yes.
Because you're like, she's had a lot of success in life, and you know, and then she's really just a nice person.
Yeah.
But she gives all the glory to God.
Oh man, it was
I
a
mean,
very yay
oh
God, yay God testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And she had me boohooing. I boohooed. At the end of Conclave.
I thought I was going to start crying when he started crying.
Oh, let me,
like,
let me just, I can now reshare the quote because now I can say it without crying. And
sure?
I, yeah, and I, the reason why, and I think the reason why I cried was one, it was just a powerful testimony.
Yeah.
And two, I was going on about 3 hours sleep coming off Winterfest, which is a very emotional thing.
Very high.
Yes, very high. And I think, because I'm telling you, Sunday, I really wasn't just exhausted. Like, I was in a fog, but I wasn't like, Monday, I crashed.
Yeah.
You know, I crashed. But anyway, she was talking about how throughout her life she felt like she'd always known God, you know, always had a relationship with him. She always known who God was and always know God. And, but she said, and then she shared her testimony. She said, after that, through that testimony, she said, now I really know God. And man, that just hit me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, and then she related that to scripture about how he's close to the brokenhearted and how Paul, I read about in Philippians when Paul says, I want to know him. You know, and it was that intimate way. And she was like, you know, I've always known him. She said, but now I know him. And man, that was just it was, I told him, I said, that's just one of those quotable things you should write in a book and keep forever. You know,
one of those things you put on your mirror and you look at every morning.
Yes.
And you go, that's it.
Yes. I've always known God, but now I know him. What do you think, Hunter?
Yeah.
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 I mean,
yeah.
that's how I feel
yeah.
after she got through.
Oh,
it's like, wow.
Yeah. And she afterwards, she said, I think I probably went too long. I said,
no.
Oh, no.
Uh-uh.
No.
I could have kept listening.
Oh, absolutely. I literally was on the edge of my seat, and I was just,
I was
locked in.
I was just flying.
Oh,
I was at my clock, and I was like, wow, we've been sitting here this long?
Oh, and it flew by. Uh-huh. It really did. So it was just an amazing week. Lisa told me she wished I had scheduled someone that she didn't care about that was speaking so she could have went home because she was so tired too. But she said, I can't miss Haley.
Right.
So I can't. So don't take offense that some week that you come speak, Greg, and Lisa's not there.
I don't live up to that yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm not up to that bar. No, you understand.
She would be there for you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
What that also means, go full disclosure. Hey, full disclosure.
She would periscope.
What that also means is that had I been speaking that night, she wouldn't have been there either. I wouldn't have made the cut either.
You are well below that line.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but we had a great night. Well, we had a great night. And so I just can't say enough good things about it. I wish we could
have. I'm glad we did reschedule her, though.
Oh yeah,
because I'm glad we didn't let that just slip through the cracks.
No, she had mentioned it to me several times. She said, well, you know, I want to come back, you know, because she hated to reschedule, you know, after cancel on us. And so when she said, she kept saying it, and so I asked her, I said, hey, could you come back this weekend, you know, this certain weekend? And she jumped on it, and we were so excited.
Yeah, we was really busy around that time. Transitioning, man.
Hurricanes
and,
and the hurricane that wasn't a hurricane.
Right.
You know,
just Alabama.
Yeah. Alabama. Yeah.
Yep. That's how it goes. Difficult. Yep. All right. So, we'll give a little plug. So, as you know, I'm about to go into Conclave U. This is the second week of Conclave U.
Right.
How's that going?
Really good, in my opinion. Of course, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
But you know how it is like when you're teaching something, you get something out of it more than anybody else.
Yeah.
And so we're doing Revelation. And every time I tell people that, they were like, they give
what
me a look.
Right.
People were like, Tina Wellborn.
Do you have any new people in there?
Tina Wellborn said, well, just jump right on in. But I did it on the group me. I asked on the group me. I said, hey, there's some different subjects we could do maybe for our class. And they all responded, yes, that sounded good for Revelation. So I've been having to study like there's nobody's business.
Yeah.
And get prepared myself, and we're now doing like big overview, broad strokes to kind of get ready before we dive right into the beast and
yeah.
You know the big stuff. You know we haven't got to having to mark our bodies yet.
You know I'm gonna come tonight. I had planned on coming tonight, and then I heard you telling Casey about what you're gonna do, and
uh-huh.
I was like, oh, I have to come because I have to share my favorite Revelation joke.
Okay,
which is absolutely awesome, and. You should all come to Conclave U on Wednesdays at Metro because then you'll be able to hear my amazing joke that's going to happen in like 20 minutes.
So you're telling a Revelation joke tonight?
A Revelation joke
Conclave
tonight. My favorite joke.
You're going to be in the class tonight?
I'm coming to the class
tonight. That makes me a little nervous.
You're going to the class before you come to Conclave. That's baby steps.
I want to show people that you can work your way in.
That's fair enough.
You didn't jump on board with Conclave Radio.
Yeah, you're kind of doing it backwards.
Right. I am kind of doing it backwards.
Yeah,
this is
the big deal. Yeah, this is the big deal.
365 days is a big deal.
No doubt it is. Happy 1 year anniversary. So this upcoming week is our 1 year anniversary. Today is the 1 year anniversary, but we're going to do something special this upcoming Sunday for Conclave. I'm going to try to reach out to anybody that's ever come even one time to Conclave, and we're going to want to like to have some type of like homecoming. Conclave.
Happy birthday, Conclave.
Cool. And I want to invite as many people that has ever been touched in the last year by so Conclave. Well, yeah, you just
think about it.
There's been a lot of people that stuff that's dark in the doors
yeah.
of it. So I'm going to try to reach out as many people as I can. The date really snuck up on me. Like I looked at the other day and I was like, oh my goodness, it's Wednesday.
Because you didn't even think about it until like 2 weeks ago and you were on the radio
yeah.
and you're like, oh wait.
Yeah, it's I know. I can't believe it's already here. So
are you trying to show off that you listen?
I may listen once or twice.
He listens.
Okay.
He may not listen as religiously as you, but he listens.
Oh,
he gets
listen.
The notification.
Like, hey, I'll go back and listen to this.
My Twitter radio is like, hey, you got a new video.
Hunter's a fan of the video. You watch the video,
oh,
right?
Like
that's your number one, right?
I like the
yeah,
video.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Nice touch.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, there's my wife and child. So I'm going to try to reach out to as many veterans that's even dark in the doors once or twice. I feel that used to come a lot, and then now – maybe can't come for a different reason, try to get them to come, and we have just a big homecoming night. We have good
Conclave
food.
Homecoming.
Have big worship and all that, but maybe make – are you off work? Woohoo! All right.
No,
maybe we'll have a box drum.
I'm so glad I'm off. Yeah,
yes.
Maybe we'll have a box drum,
Greg. Maybe.
But we will – so I think worship's going to be big, and we'll have a great night of celebrating 1 year of Conclave.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. Before we go, of course, we can't do five random questions. Because we We've done five random questions with Hunter.
Yeah. They put me through the fire.
Yeah, we've done it. But we do have some special guests that can come on. Come over here, ladies. So we have Addison Johnson. Addie, say hello.
Hello.
And we have Alessandra. Alessandra, you want to say hello? Say hello and wave the camera. There you go. Scoot in. So get your heads in there. Very good. So they're in here visiting with you. Can hold it, Hunter, if you want to. You can just hold the camera. So we're going to wrap up here. And girls, today is episode 21 of the podcast. We've done 21 of these. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
why 21 don't, in a year.
Yes. That's right. And today's our one-year anniversary of Concord.
Oh.
1 year. It's March 14th. So I know. Exactly. All right. So as we go, we always kind of say the same thing at the end of each episode. All right, so let me get all professional and get what I need to get here. All right, so as we say goodbye, we're going to say we're glad you were here, and I'm going to say we were glad you listened, glad you watched. We look forward to talking to you next week on the next episode of, and then we all say Conclave Radio, right? And we all sit together and we go cheers, and then we end the episode. All right, so y'all's job will then be to say Conclave Radio. Can y'all say that?
Yeah.
Practice. Say Conclave Radio.
Conclave Radio.
Excellent. Professional. It's
going to be the best ending you've ever had.
Y'all sound better than us. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, so it's been a great episode. Greg, thank you for helping me out, the official sound engineer. Appreciate it. Hunter, appreciate you as always. Girls, it's been a great episode. We look forward to seeing everybody next week for the 22nd episode of
Conclave Radio.
Bye. There you go. That's it. I think your mom was on there. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure she'll like it.
I wasn't sure.
Pew Hoopers!
Did Alice sit there?
Well, I'm going upstairs.
Hey, you realize Conclave Radio is still live.
Conclave Radio is?
Yeah.
I thought it did in the episode. Oh, that's bonus stuff.